Welcome back to Thrasher's Paradise, East Ontario edition.
All right.
As we finally end our long reign of Ontario-based radio shows.
What are you going to do when Ontario is just stacked full of metal?
I know, like, I guarantee you we probably could spend a show or two on just Toronto metal.
Oh, guaranteed. Like, there's still... Like, I looked at our list that we're planning to use, and there is so much more that we could have added to it.
Yes, but, there is.
You know, luckily, prior to doing the Cross Canada thing, we did play a lot of the other guys that are from the area.
Of course.
So, we're not feeling too bad about leaving them out of this round, because they'll be back as soon as we're done the rest of Canada.
Exactly, because we still have a lot more plans for those beautiful other provinces.
Yep.
No, I am Colin. I'm joined once again with Kevin.
Hello, guys.
And we have five interesting cities.
Are they that interesting?
Well, we have Hamilton as one of them.
Okay.
Ottawa.
All right.
Oshawa.
Okay.
Kingston. And Peterborough.
Nice. Yes. I lived in two of those places, Hamilton and Peterborough. Do you know why Ottawa was the capital of Canada?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's close to Montreal.
What? That had nothing to do with where it is.
Well, yeah. It does have everything to do with it. Yes, location was key, because it was... Ottawa was, like, in the middle of both provinces.
No, Ottawa was the furthest away and the worst territory for the Americans to cross through.
Really?
Yep. So they put Ottawa where it was.
See,
because it could still be viable, like you said, with the river and everything like that.
Yeah.
But... there was less concern about the Americans actually attacking it.
Oh.
Because, you know, we did burn down their White House twice.
Uh-huh. White House down.
Yep. Yeah. So.
No, I knew Kingston is a former capital of Canada.
Yes, it was.
Toronto is as well. So is Montreal and Quebec City, I believe.
Yep.
Well, Ottawa ended up...
yeah. Well, probably, like I said, like, I think at the time they all just liked it there.
Yes. But no, Kevin, we have... a lot of good bands here to play for you tonight. And let's get right off the bat with it. Where should we start first, Kevin?
Let's go back to Kingston
again. You want to go to Kingston?
Kingston's a good... Kingston's a great music town. Like, all sorts of music. Some pretty decent hockey players came out of there. And,
That's true.
Yeah, that's probably it for Kingston for me, though.
Okay, let's get started with Kingston. Up first here is Greg Shear with No Regrets on Thrasher's Paradise.
We'll be right back.
And that, Kevin, you're going to like this. That was Ice War.
Okay.
With their song, Soldiers of Frost.
Nice. I like the whole theme to all of that.
But you didn't catch on.
What?
It's a band name I didn't have. It's a band name and song title. I did not have issues pronouncing.
No, that was the first thing I noticed. Like, wow, okay. We can pronounce the name and we can pronounce the song. Awesome. I love it.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah. And guess where they're from?
Where?
They're not from Kingston, but they're from a bit further north.
Okay.
In Ottawa.
Nice. Yes. I like Ottawa. Ottawa's a nice place.
It is a beautiful, beautiful.
Yep. Not too far of a drive.
What?
Oh, long enough.
Six hours.
Yeah, when I was younger, we used to stop at Gananoque.
Where?
Like Gananoque. It's near Kingston. It's the Thousand Islands and all that sort of stuff.
Like the sauce?
Hey?
Like the sauce?
No, not Thousand Island dressing. No, it's Thousand Islands, and one of the islands is actually in the stateside.
Oh, okay.
So now to go to that part of the tour, like you can take a boat tour and go to it, but now you have to have your passport to even get off the boat for it. Yeah, but I mean, you're on an island, so I don't know why they need it, but anyways, they do. So we used to go like halfway to Ottawa, and then we'd spend a night there because it was, you know, a nice family vacation. But when I was younger, I used to get car sick all the time.
Really?
Yep, like on long drives for whatever reason. So my mom thought it'd be a great idea to start the second part of our road trip with gravel first thing in the morning. Because gravel, you know, coats your stomach, right? Makes you sleepy. Smart. Yep. So she gave me gravel. We went down to breakfast, and she's sitting across the table. I'm sitting beside my sister. My dad's across the table from us. And I had my hands down beside my, you know, just off the table, just down. And I fell asleep sitting up. I didn't only just fall asleep. My mom says I fell asleep and then I just fell forward, like leaned forward very slowly and just went bloop, and my face went right into the cereal bowl and it had milk and cereal and stuff like that. So I was literally drowning in my milk and my mom started laughing. They thought it was great. So they're like, oh, wait a minute. He's drowning in milk.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So
they pushed me back up. Like, you know, you reach across the table. You're still young and you're top heavy. Because you got a big head and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they picked me up, and then I still had cereal, like, stuck to my face. And they're like, this is a wonderful start to day two of our vacation.
Yes. No. I like that, though, because my first real road trip on my own was to Ottawa, of all places.
Oh, yeah.
So my buddies from college, Chris and Justin, hi, guys, if you're listening.
And if Justin, you're listening, get your hands above the bedsheets.
Yes, of course, because it's Thrasher's Paradise. So it was like a week or two before reading week. And Justin, Chris, and I, we're all big hockey guys. If you couldn't tell, I'm a big hockey guy. And Justin was asking around, going, hey, does anyone want to go to Detroit with me? I'm like, for what?
Sorry, back up. Justin's from out east, correct?
Yes.
Like a tiny little nothing town out east?
Yes, Shreddy Camp, Cape Breton.
And he wanted to go to Detroit.
To go see the Canadians play the Red Wings.
But in Detroit? Like,
yes.
He understood what Detroit is?
No.
No? Okay.
I told him up front, Justin, listen, man, if you're going to go to Detroit, you don't go alone.
No, I think, and I'm being serious, I think if you guys had chosen to go to Detroit, either myself or your dad would have had to go.
No, I know.
Or, you know, some sort of adult would have gone. But anyway, sorry, didn't mean to hijack
it. It's all good. And Justin was still like, no, I want to go. I want to see Montreal versus Detroit in Detroit. Then our friend Derek, who's older, like in his 30s.
Yeah.
He used to do some touring as a musician, not a metal musician, but something a bit different.
Okay.
And he straight up told Justin, like, really sketchy, garo, scary stories from his times in Detroit.
Sure, yep.
And he was just like, I don't want to go anymore. And then we all just looked and it's just like, hey, Otto's playing Winnipeg on the Thursday. And I just looked and went, I'd be down.
So you transferred from Detroit, Montreal to Ottawa and Winnipeg?
Yes.
And he was okay with that?
Yeah.
Essentially? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Well, just didn't care. He wanted to go to a hockey game.
True. Yeah, and to buy tickets around here is just dumb.
Yeah, no. So we got a really good deal.
Right.
For Ottawa. And we had it all planned out. We were going to go take the Via Rail. You know, yes, the trains.
Yep.
Because, you know, a bit more cost efficient, a bit more...
Well, it's more direct, and you can enjoy the time, yep.
Exactly. And, of course, this all happened around the time of the strikes for Via Rail.
Oh, right.
Remember?
Yep.
With the, on the reserves?
Hey, sorry, when did he get back in here?
I don't know.
He left, and then he came back. Yeah, anyway.
He opened the door.
Yep, okay.
Harpo, our cat, opened the door. But no. And this was, like, a couple of days before our trip, and it was just like, okay, boys, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And we're just looking at outcomes, and my buddy Chris goes, well, let's take a bus. I'm like, hold on, let me do something. And they're like, what are you going to do? I can say, let's try and rent a car.
Yeah.
Or borrow a car from one of my parents. And they're like, are you sure your parents would be cool with that? I'm like, yeah, well, we can figure something out. I'm pretty sure my parents are cool like that. Like, they'll work with me and I work with them kind of thing.
Yep.
And I asked my mom first, I believe, to borrow the van.
Yep.
And
I just don't think the van would make a trip like that.
See, for me, I didn't feel it would be necessary to bring the van.
Right.
It's going to be three guys, one, like, spending one night.
Yeah, yeah.
And finding parking in Ottawa for a minivan,
that
would be a pain in the arse. So I then asked my dad, hey, Dad, could you rent out a car for us in your name?
Right.
And he said, no, that's not how it works. You have to physically be doing it, because then if something happens there, I have to be there. If not, then I'm like, okay, cool. No doubt. Yeah, okay. And then I asked him, could we borrow your Ford Escape?
Right.
And he said, maybe. Let me think about it. I'm like, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I talked to the guys, and we decided collectively, we counter-offered him. We kind of added something like, if you do let us borrow the car, we will pay for a rental for you.
Oh, okay. So not leaving him.
No, of course not.
Like, right.
You can't just do that.
Yep.
No, so we eventually ended up having to do that. And we drove up to Ottawa. Great time. Beautiful trips. Just seeing the Senators play, the Jets, and just... It was a great time, and it's very beautiful. Got to see a lot of the war memorials.
Okay.
That I didn't get to see my first time around with my mom.
Right.
So it was very cool. And then we get to this beer market, which I don't know how, but it's like... It's a chain restaurant, you can say.
Okay.
It's owned by the company that actually owns the restaurants I work at.
Oh, all right.
And it's like one of those, like, I think it's only in, like, big major cities.
What, the beer?
The beer market.
Okay.
I believe it's only in, like, because there's one in Toronto.
Right.
One in Ottawa. There's not one down here in Hamilton or in Burlington or...
Or smaller market areas.
Yeah,
right.
So I think it's one of those, like... Big places, because they serve craft beer.
Okay.
They have like
local stuff, or they bring in stuff?
A bit of both.
Both, okay.
It's like they have over 100 beers on tap and the smallest food menu you could ever see. So we get two burgers and they're just like, oh, okay. These are okay burgers.
Yeah.
We head home and it was just an insane 2 days that were a lot of fun, a lot of great memories, a lot of good laughs.
But did you pass the embassy?
Yes, we did pass the Yemen. Yes, we saw the Yemen embassy. It has not changed one bit. As soon as we drove by, I'm just like, Yemen!
They're probably like, what?
And the cat woke up like, what is going on, you crazy people? But no, Yemen, I can't believe I forgot about that. But no,
well, that was his second trip. So.
Yes, but that's a different story that we could tell later.
We can, yep.
But no, up next we got some more Ottawa musicians. I think we're going to play something you like.
Okay.
A band you like.
Sounds good.
I think it's time to play some Killitteris.
Nice. They're hard to find, you know.
Yes, they are.
But once you find them, you can't let them go.
No, exactly. Just like we're going to be playing their song Slave Sphere right now on Thrasher's Paradise.